Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, this major WWE star's contract expires in January and they are teasing AEW.
A rumour killer on Tessa Blanchard going to WWE or AEW.
Mick Foley reckons WWE is no longer the place for wrestling talent to aspire to.
And what WWE has got planned for the new version of NXT. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, we're going to kick this thing off by talking about Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens, his WWE contract expires in January 2022. This is according to a new report from Fightful Select.
No crap, just sat. Sure, there we go. Oh, Fightful Select. Sorry, I didn't get what
you said. It's all good. We'll get the timing. We'll get the timing right. We're still getting used to this. Fightful Select coming through with the new report. Apparently, so back in May 2018, Kevin Owens announced that he'd signed a new 5-year contract with WWE, which would last until 2023. However, at the beginning of the Global Bastard, back in March or whatever in 2020, WWE actually reconfigured and renegotiated a bunch of contracts. So they've shortened this guy's contract for some reason, and now it is up in January 2022. Now, interesting part of this is that yesterday on social media, Kevin Owens was being a bit of a scamp. He was being a bit of a rascal because he teased AEW by tweeting out the coordinates of Mount Rushmore. He quickly deleted this tweet, but it was there and it's immortalized in screenshot form. What is the significance of Mount Rushmore, you might ask? PWG, Kevin Owens, was in a stable called Mount Rushmore with the Young Bucks and Adam Cole, and they are now reunited in AEW. So it's got the wheels of speculation going, this story, of course. Kevin Owens has been in WWE since 2014. Relative to other people who've come through NXT and moved up, I'd say he's had a really good run. Yeah. But hey, it's exciting, this, isn't it?
Yeah, we should caveat this story with Kevin Owens is a scamp.
He's a rascal, isn't he?
He loves doing this sort of thing. But, like you said, the facts are there. WWE inexplicably went, let's shorten that up in terms of his contract.
Cut a year off this.
I can only imagine. I'm just going to repeat the take I had with Adam Cole, if that's all right, Andy. Yeah, try everything to keep him, not just because, you know, it's just giving more talent to the opposition. Yeah. And he's, you know, sensational, Kevin Owens, in my opinion. But also because it looks like every time someone's contract's up, they go, cool, well, thanks for that. Yeah. See ya.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's an interesting one in particular because Kevin Owens has said in 2018 that I don't see any reason why I wouldn't finish my career in WWE. But that was before this new opportunity emerged in American wrestling in the form of AEW. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a fun one to follow for sure. Look, whatever your favorite company is, I think it's just really exciting that we have the prospect of jumps back. Yes. In wrestling, there's nothing more popping than someone showing up somewhere else, like Lex Luger back in the day. We haven't had this for 20 years. It's fun. Just enjoy the ride.
Yes, and the potential of a reunited Mount Rushmore, Cole, Bucks, Steen, Kevin Owens, in AEW is just, oh, it's just mouthwatering. And we haven't even got time to talk about the speculation around Sami Zayn, which I'm not sure is true or not anymore because everyone keeps arguing on the internet. Man. So instead, we're going to talk about Tessa Blanchard. Every day, every sodding day, we either get tweets or we read online about Tessa Blanchard potentially going to AEW or WWE. But it's time to put that to bed for the time being, at least until, oh, I don't know, next week. Because according to BodySlam.net's Cassidy Haynes, I'm just going to read his quote here. She's nuclear. I don't know how the Americans say it. It's so weird. Aluminium and all that. She's nuclear. Nobody wants near her. Obviously, she's a huge source of controversy from her Impact departure a while back and then the racism scandal she was involved in. We all kind of know about that. And, you know, she is someone... She's one of the most talented free agents out there, without question.
Absolutely.
But... just like my missus, she comes with a lot of baggage. So
you're going to get your ass kicked.
Please don't know I said that. So you know, it makes sense that you know, I think you know, AEW could use a talent like her in the women's division, but it's not worth risking all the goodwill that they've built up.
Yeah, for sure. So like, shout out to Cassidy, by the way. He broke the Daniel Bryan to AEW story. So there you go.
He deserves his own connection. Doesn't he? Like,
No pain, just Haynes.
Yeah.
We'll think of something. But yeah, confirming here that neither WWE nor AEW has any plans to use Tessa anytime soon. There was a report a few weeks ago that we covered talking about her being in talks with the NWA, but that kind of doesn't...
Yeah, that's the only promotion that's been interested in since her Impact departure.
Yeah, so can we just stop with the Tessa thing now? Can we just draw a line under this for a while? Can we stop going, what if she shows up in WWE? It's not happening anytime soon. I think that's abundantly clear, right? If it happens sometime soon, I will take my L and, I don't know...
put it on the shelf.
My glasses. Yeah, something like that. But like... there's just too much extra crap that comes with this person. She's very talented. No one's denying that. But gee whiz, man. How many times do we have to go through this? It's been over a year now that she's been out of WWE. No major promotion has touched her with a barge pole in this time. Just put it over here. Forget about it. Listen to Cassidy Haynes. Enjoy life. Have a Coke. Be chill. Okay.
And speaking of being chill, Mick Foley on the internet.
Yeah, Mick Foley.
I love you, Mick.
This has gotten a very normal response, as you'd think. But Mick Foley has basically used his Facebook profile to upload a video. I'll just read it to you, will I? I'll read a transcript of this video. WWE is no longer the place for talent to aspire to. Part of it is because AEW is doing a great job of attracting great talent, proven talent, building other talent, creating storylines. But part of the problem is WWE's own making. And he talks about people like Karrion Kross going up to the main roster, not doing what they were in NXT, being watered down a little bit and everything else. He goes on about it a little bit more, saying that if, you know, back in the day, WWE was very good to him, gave him a lot of opportunities and everything else. But if it was today, if Mick Foley was coming through today, he might look at WWE and go, hey, maybe that's not best for me and my creative and my character and everything else. And he says, I'm not sure that I would trust the powers to be with my career in their hands. And until that changes, WWE, we got a problem. Now, obviously, it's 2021 and it's the internet, so people have been, very normal in their replies to this. But look, Adam Cole and Bryan Danielson just moved companies, and both of those guys liked working for WWE. They were both very complimentary of their experience in that company on their way out the door, and they still chose to leave. That shows to me, objectively, that WWE is no longer the destination. It might be some people's ideal destination, and there's always going to be people for whom WWE is the end goal, but it's no longer the only shop in town, and I think that's what Mick's trying to say. I think this is a very fair and measured criticism, and but you know, it's
as with all fair and measured criticisms online, that can be countered by Twitter.
Yes,
everyone on it, because that's exactly what happened. Like you say, I've got to echo your thoughts there. I think Mick really hit the nail on the head. I don't think he's necessarily, like you say, shooting too much on WWE. He's just stating facts. I don't think anyone can sit there and go, no, I think they've nailed that Karrion Kross crossover from NXT to the main roster.
Yeah.
I mean,
Gimp mask has really improved his presentation to me.
They were talking about this either on a podcast or on the news the other day. I said this, people who sit here and say, well, just, you know, WWE should be worried, or, you know, wrestling fans, this is it, this is the change in wrestling.
Yeah.
It's not. WWE will be the leader in this industry for a long old time to come in terms of business, because they've got $1 billion TV deals, they've got Saudi Arabia, they've got all, you know, they've got Peacock, they've got all that wrapped up. But the change will come, in my opinion, in terms of wrestlers, where they want to go, because I think people like Ben Carter, not to pick him out, but Ben Carter may be one of the final examples of someone going, I've always wanted to go to WWE, yeah. and that's the place I want to end up. I think that that is shifting, and it's happening very quickly, like you say, because when you go, where should I go? And you see people like Danielson and Cole, and you know, you can go on, and we're going to no doubt see more Soho, for example,
yeah.
picking to go there and to leave a place of employment that has given them world titles and things like that, and for poor Ruby Soho. A crap stable for a bit. They should have done so much more with her.
Fear more Nikki. Remember that?
I think it's completely spot on, but yeah. as always, you can't have nuanced conversations on the internet. Right, let's look ahead to the new colourful version of NXT and what WWE have got planned for it. In particular, what they have announced for next week's episode of NXT. It's going to be the debut of whatever this new look of NXT is. I'm really excited to see what it is. The sketches and stuff we're starting to get revealed as that logo develops. We've got the wedding, of course, Indy Hartwell and Dexter Lumis. They had their bachelor and bachelorette parties on NXT last night. And not only that, but there is a world title match. Raquel Gonzalez will defend her title against Frankie Monet, courtesy of the brilliant Robert Stone sorting that one out. And there's going to be a fatal four-way match to determine the next person to face Samoa Joe for the NXT title. It will be LA Knight, Pete Dunne, Cool Cal O'Reilly, and Tommy Ciampa himself, Tommaso Ciampa. I'm really looking forward to next week's NXT, more so than I have in quite some time.
Curiosity is very, very high indeed. I have no idea what this new thing is going to look like, but I am earnestly looking forward to seeing what they do. I don't like the Capital Wrestling Center's current presentation. I find it a bit dark, a bit dingy, a bit like skulls and metal and noise.
Me flipping her hair about it.
it's a difficult viewing experience for me personally. The refresh is welcome. All I want from the new NXT is more Creed Brothers, because those guys
absolutely
rule. Legends.
Like an empty tracksuit, in the words of one Adam Nicholas. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, we want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from regular contributor Jake,
who
says, that a company that does not book many rematches, would you have Eddie Kingston have a rematch with Miro at AEW Grand Slam, or would you have another wrestler be the one to finally defeat Miro?
Yep, I think it writes itself. With the finish they did at All Out with the low blow while the referee was checking on the turnbuckle, it makes perfect sense. It's an opportunity to use a booking technique that they don't often use, the rematch stuff and everything else. And also, it's Eddie Kingston in New York. The pop is going to be... Wrestling's not complicated. Do it, it'll be great.
Yeah, absolutely. We've talked about this so much on and off air. It's really easy. Redeem these nuts. The storyline was wonderfully portrayed at All Out. And... you know, for a company, again, that doesn't do many screwy finishes, I thought for a screwy finish, it was great.
Well done,
because tonight on Dynamite, he's going to come out and go, right, let's have this out, sort of thing.
he's going to wear a cup as well going forward.
Because he's not an idiot.
Like AJ Styles and that Shinsuke Nakamura feud.
6 months, you didn't think to wear a cup once. Unbelievable.
Oh, man.
Right, second question today comes from Rahul V. Krishnan, who says, with WWE stars like The Rock, John Cena, Batista, etc., no mention of Triple H there, being successful on the Hollywood stage, who do you think will be the first superstar from AEW to make the jump to Hollywood and make it big there?
Ricky Starks.
Yeah,
Look at Ricky Starks. Look at Ricky Starks. He's so smooth, he's so confident, he's so charismatic, he's so good looking, that guy.
Next James Bond.
Next James Bond. Book it, Vince. Who makes James Bond?
Ian Fleming.
Judi Dench.
Judi Dench.
So, yeah, book it, Judy.
I just thought, if we're going to cast AEW stars as James Bond, change things up a bit. Orange Cassidy.
Why the hell not? Imagine him in a suit.
If not him... Luchasaurus in a Jurassic Park spin-off.
Why hasn't that been done already?
Yeah, but let us know your picks in the comments section.
Killing below. Chris Pratt.
We'll move on to the final question today from AJ David. Oh, interesting question this. Who would you rather take a chop from, right? Michael Hamflett.
Michael Hamflett.
Minoru Suzuki or Paul White?
Well, if it's actually Michael Hamflett, it would be him because... he's a very gentle soul. If the answer is Walter, it's a bit different. Oh my god.
Instinct there is to go, no, definitely not with Suzuki, definitely not Walter, so Paul by elimination. But I rewatched him bullying people on Tough Enough in 2004. I saw a review yesterday and I thought, oh yeah, there's a man who, when he gets angry, can cave your chest in.
Yeah, he's gigantic.
There was that rumor a while back, wasn't there? Do you remember that with Kofi's
chest? Yeah, yeah.
That's Big Show's handprint. And I was like, well, it's not.
Big Show's handprint's been there for 10 years. you know, actually, I could do with using a few pounds. So I'm going to go with Paul White. If he forever changes the complexion of your torso. Chop me right here, brother. Yes. That'll be good. That's who I'm going with.
Yeah, and I'm intrigued by the Walter Michael Hamlet thing. Maybe this year on the Christmas do we can get Hamlet to chop someone like Ewan got with a few years ago.
Who can we do that to?
I think, sure. Well, we haven't actually been on a night out with Gareth since he started because of the bloody pandemic.
Yeah, training combat sports.
Welcome
are you, Gareth?
To the party, pal.
Show you a real combat sport.
How do you like a taste of the good life? Yes. Anyway, right, let's move on to today's and finally giving a preemptive shout. I'm going to preempt the posters for tonight on Dynamite because Wrestling with Doom has made these two fantastic posters to hold up. he's going to Dynamite tonight. He's got this brilliant, the Dadley Boys Were Right sign, and of course, a Give This an Up sign if you flip it around. Am I the only one, by the way? And it sounds very selfish. They're fantastic, by the way, Wrestling with Doom. And thank you once again to everyone who takes posters. I miss the poosh signs.
Oh, man, I had one on SmackDown a while ago.
Oh, bring back the poosh.
My girlfriend actually got it printed on a t-shirt that I'm currently too fat to wear. yeah, it's good stuff. Like, literally, the CM Punk debut episode of Rampage, I think within like 10 seconds, I saw a Dadley Boy sign.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, you're massaging Sidgwick's ego, which hardly needs doing. but, you know, it makes Hamlet feel good about himself.
Also, if there ever was a time for a poster of nine, was All Out the best pay-per-view ever? Would be brilliant. If you're going to Dynamite tonight, I'd love to see that. But yes, thank you to Wrestling with Doom.
We will shout you out, by the way.
It's honestly ridiculous to see that.
Yeah, it's like every week bonkers. At this stage, isn't it? It's mental. We're just a bunch of idiots who make wrestling videos and put them on the internet.
Surreal. But yes, thank you for that. And thank you to everyone who takes sides to shows. It's always a very much a boy popper in the office when we see them. But let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from for daily wrestling podcasts. Got the NXT review later on today. And you know, Andy, a lot of people have been saying, when are we going to get to hear the Dudley Boys talk about All Out? Maybe today's that day.
Maybe.
We've got the AEW Dynamite preview, and these boys have got a lot to get off their chest. So subscribe to What Culture Wrestling for that. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Or actually, follow both of us. You can follow him at...
At Andy H. Murray. The H stands for... Hey, listen, if we're talking about signs, give a shout-out to our friend and former colleague, Bees, who at All Out had a very visible sign reading, Ban James Corden. Respect.
100. That more behind that than the Give This an Up signs.
Absolutely. I hate James Corden.
Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn for tonight updates on the boys going for teppanyaki.
Oh, it's another.
You can follow us all at What Culture WWE.
Just doing the crazy frog. It's what we do. It's a thing we do now.
It's a thing now. It's a thing.
Ring a ding, ding, ding.
What year was it? Axel F. There we go. Yeah. Where was I? Ah, okay.
Beverly Hills.
Let us know your thoughts. Thanks for watching, and we will see you soon.
Ring a ding, 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 ding.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.